This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has announced a booster dose of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for those 65 and older and some high-risk Americans, paving the way for a quick rollout of the shots. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel could vote on the measure as early as today on the use of a third shot of the vaccine, according to an agency official speaking from a public meeting of the panel on Wednesday. President Joe Biden announced in August the government's intention to roll out booster shots for people age 16 and older this week, pending approval by the FDA and CDC. Advisors to the FDA voted on Friday to recommend COVID-19 vaccine booster shots for Americans age 65 and older and those at high risk of severe illness after overwhelmingly rejecting a call for broader approval. One day after taking the job, Florida's newly appointed Surgeon General has signed new coronavirus rules apps. Governor Ron DeSantis appointed Dr. Joseph Ladapo. He says the new rules allow parents to decide whether their children should quarantine or stay in school after being exposed to someone who has tested positive. The CDC recommends a student should quarantine for 14 days if they are unvaccinated. It can be shortened to 7 days by testing negative. Unchanged are rules allowing schools in Florida to adopt mask mandates as long as students can opt out. 47 Hong Kong pro-democracy activists charged under Beijing's imposed national security law appeared in court on Thursday. Most of the 47 have been held in detention since March. 12 of the accused have been allowed bail. This is VOA News. The U.S. military Wednesday announced its plan to implement a series of recommendations for dealing with sexual assault and sexual harassment among its personnel. An independent review panel presented a series of actions the Defense Department should take to address accountability, prevention, culture, and victim care. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin Wednesday approved a roadmap to carry out those steps, saying he expects Pentagon leaders to move swiftly and deliberately to implement it. Some of the recommendations are already being put in place, but others require identifying and hiring staff. And Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks told reporters it could take until 2027 to fully implement the first of 4 stages of the plan. France will send its ambassador back to Washington next week after French President Emmanuel Macron and President Joe Biden agreed in a phone call Wednesday to meet next month over a submarine dispute. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden acknowledged French complaints about the submarine deal with Australia. In an unprecedented move, France recalled its ambassador to the United States and Australia after the U.S. and Australia and Britain announced a new Indo-Pacific defense deal last week. As part of the pact, known as AUKUS, Australia would cancel a multi-billion dollar contract with France to buy conventional submarines and instead buy nuclear-powered vessels from the United States. The United States began ramping up its Haitian migration of migrant deportation flights on Wednesday from the state of Texas, even as thousands of other Haitians are being allowed into the U.S. on the promise to appear at an immigration office within 60 days. 7 deportation flights are set to depart from the U.S. later today. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. is deporting Haitians to their homeland under a health code provision, citing the coronavirus pandemic as a reason to clear the border as quickly as possible. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a staunch critic of Biden's administration and his handling of the migrant situation at the border, ordered state workers to line up dozens of cars, forming a so-called steel wall to try to keep more migrants from surging past overwhelmed U.S. border agents into Texas. And lava continuing to move through La Palma, one of the Spanish Canary Islands, as residents fled following Sunday's volcanic eruption. The Associated Press reported that the lava has engulfed and destroyed some 320 buildings so far. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.